Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Antonio, what did you think about the hit? As you had a chance to see it, did you watch it, Burfict's hit on you?
Yeah, man, I feel like, you know, guys don't want to stop me no more. You know, they want to take me out. They want to kill me. They want to steal my dreams. They want to ruin me. They want to end me. But we're not going to let them. What we're going to do is win more.
Well, that'll be awkward.
That feels like a time capsule right there. Was that AB coming on the show?
Yeah.
Man, does that feel like a, like just like file footage now.
That's back in the day when Antonio Brown and Ron were on speaking terms.
Man, AB didn't exactly undersell his feelings there. They wanted to steal his dreams.
He wanted to kill me. And now they're teammates. Antonio Brown on the news of Vontaze Burfict signing with the Raiders. It's all good. Is it all good? We talked about this a little bit yesterday and how when you add Antonio Brown and Vontaze Burfict to the Raiders, for me, they instantly become the most hated, most reviled team in Pittsburgh, and you disagreed with that, but I don't want to rehash that conversation today. I want to discuss Vontaze Burfict getting back in the NFL. And Chris Carter went on Fox Sports today and went ballistic. And the whole point of this was, if you're Antonio Brown, the Raiders just crowned you and anointed you as like their missing piece. You're our guy. We're not only going to trade for you, but we're going to give you everything you want. Mm-hmm. And then 15 minutes later, they go sign a guy who looked like he tried to end your career. And so this is what Chris Carter said about that, and I want to play it for you, and I want to give everybody out there a chance to listen to it and react to it.
I would have a problem playing with them because the one thing that I've learned in being associated with the NFL for as long as I have, and that being over 30 years, that the game is a violent game, but there is a brotherhood that's involved with the game that's really, really special. And me and guys that have played, man, we have endearing friendships and we're able to tell stories and everything. The reason why was because we're able to enjoy the league. And we believe in playing hard and we believe in playing fair. And Vontaze Burfict, he is not a part of that brotherhood because you can't take the type of liberties that he has taken where he was playing a certain position and went out of his way to cheap shot a guy. And most of the time, it's always when a guy is not looking.
It's most vulnerable.
And anyone, I know people would be like, they're, oh man, it's good when he's on your team and it's bad when he's on the opposition. No, it's not. We're trying to outrule. We're trying to take this out of pro football. People talking about in suburban areas, why kids aren't playing football, why their parents are keeping them out of football, is because of stuff like that. No one is signed up to take a hit like that. And all the rules have prevented players and players have trained themselves so that, no, I'm not in that position. And Vontaze Burfict, what has he done? Through being suspended, repeatedly fined and warned by coaches, teammates, and everything, he has continued to just to run through the red light as if it does not exist. This is not the 60s. And I went back and talked to one of the great linebackers who ever played this game, Willie Lanier. And he always talks about playing the game the right way. And this guy wouldn't even be accepted to playing football in the 60s. So why should I, in this day and age where we're trying to encourage kids to play the game that I love, that they would allow someone on the field who does not believe that same way? He does not take into consideration, oh, this is a brotherhood. He doesn't care. The rules have changed. He has been warned. And he has repeatedly not abided by the corrections that other players.
He hasn't changed his behavior at all.
So for me, AB, you're a better man than me. All right, we're in this new era. Yeah, it might be bully season. But that dude right there Those hits right there could have ended my career.
The one on AB could have ended his life.
And I'm going to say, like Russell Westbrook, because it's something people are familiar with. What he told that person in the stands who said those horrible things to him, man, if a dude hit me like that and I happen to get up from it, man, but I swear on everything that means something to me in this earth, me and that dude going to have a problem, and we're going to never be able to be in the same locker room. So I don't know what John Gruden and them are doing. I've been in a lot of locker rooms. I know a good atmosphere. I understand the brotherhood. I've been with guys who've been knocked out, and we've been praying for them, hoping that. I was on the field when a dude died, Corey Stringer. Don't tell me this ain't important. This is how I made my living. This has changed a multitude of families. This changed my mama's life, changed my sister's lives, my brother's lives. And to have him arbitrarily, we're going to put him on the field? No, he ain't going to be no teammate of mine. And if they had signed him, I'd be in the front office today telling him the same thing. And if he want to have a conversation with me, I'd be telling him to his face.
All right, Chris Carter on Fox Sports. I agree with him on this. If Antonio Brown has enough power and pull to get himself traded to the Oakland Raiders and then cajole them into giving him pretty much all the money he wants, he should have enough power to pick up the phone and have Drew Rosenhaus tell them, if you sign Vontaze Burfict, my client will not want to play football for you. And that's how I would feel if I'm Antonio Brown.
How do you know they didn't run it by him first and he just said, yeah, that's fine, screw
How
it.
Could Antonio Brown feel that way? I would lose,
like... Whoa. We have talked chapter and verse in this city about how, like, wildly unpredictable Antonio Brown is. And now suddenly we're deciding that this is where he would draw a consistent line and say, I can't do
Chris,
it.
Chris, if you're going to draw a line
How is this not... The fact that he apparently either hasn't said anything or hasn't put up a stink about this, how does that not fit completely with everything else we've seen from him?
I think it's a black eye for Antonio Brown if that's true. I think it's a terrible look for him, and if it's true, then, like, he puts out on Twitter, just talk to Vontaze Burfict, black and silver baby, Raider Nation, bully season.
So if he had...
Bully season! This guy tried
so
to...
So hold on.
He
doesn't win anyway here, because if the Burfict thing is rumored and then it leaks out that maybe Burfict doesn't go there and it's because Antonio Brown said it should not be so and didn't want him there, people in Pittsburgh would say, look, he's already causing problems for the Raiders, affecting how they're trying to put their team together. People would absolutely hold it against him.
No.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Fans here would get on him because
fans here would say, look, he's poisoning the Raiders already, trying to be the GM of the team.
Poisoning the Raiders? That's what Burfict does to a team.
You don't think people here, if AB
He would
had
be
come
preventing
out and said,
a lethal injection if he said that. If he said,
you don't
are you
think
kidding
people
me?
In this city would, though, look at this as, look, it's Antonio Brown deciding he's going to be the GM now?
Chris, if he said that about any other player, I would agree with you. But it's a guy that, in his words, tried to end his career, destroy his dreams, and kill him on the field. And now it's water under the bridge?
$30 million has a way of changing your perspective on those sort of things. He got what he wanted. I think Burfict's ancillary to him. Where do you rather think he'd have Vontaze Burfict, a man who tried to steal his dreams and kill him? On his team where he can't actually hit him, or on another team where he would have ended up had he not gone to the Raiders? If you're Antonio Brown, you might not like the guy. You might actually have genuine, long-standing, deep-seated
Doesn't
animus
look that
towards
way to me.
Whatever. He's saying the right thing publicly, though, which he didn't do at the end here. Wouldn't you rather have that guy on your team just so, by letter of the law, he
no,
would have no reason
to hit
you? No, because
then I've got to be around him.
He doesn't have to talk to him.
He's like part of your cause.
So? It doesn't sound like Antonio Brown, despite being a Steeler, was friends with everybody that was part of his
man,
cause here.
Again, you're a much bigger man than me, because if I had to work every day with someone who I knew was trying to destroy my career and, in effect, ruin things for me and my family, there is zero coming back from that. And Burfict has never apologized for it. He's never been contrite. He's never, like, looked at that play and said, yeah, that was a younger, more reckless me. I need to change who I am. He's never admitted any of that. He didn't call Antonio Brown and say, hey, man, sorry for knocking you out of a playoff game. So now we're cool because the team I play for wants to sign you? Like, if the Steelers had signed Vontaze Burfict, you think the guys in this locker room would be like, well, that's in the past. Let bygones be bygones. He can help us win, so whatever. No, like, there are certain guys.
The Bengals signed James Harrison. He was a menace to most teams.
Was he a menace to them? Did he decapitate any of their players? Did he ruin any careers or attempt to ruin any careers there? Not to the best of my knowledge.
You think Burfict is singular in this regard, is what you're saying. Among all NFL players, he is a singular, destructive force.
Yes.
Outside the brotherhood of players, yes. Like Chris Carter said.
Yep. More than anybody else. Name me another guy in the NFL currently who matches that description.
No, not in the NFL currently. The guy that matches the description most closely is a guy like Chris Carter who went from football to media, and that's Rodney Harrison,
yep.
Who's the dirtiest cheap shot artist I've ever seen, worse than Burfict. And Rodney Harrison's a pile-spearing piece of trash.
And if he absolutely...
And I bet Chris Carter wouldn't say that about him.
Why?
I feel like because Chris Carter is in a media job now and he played against Harrison, he has a view of Rodney Harrison as he was just a hard-nosed guy. Doesn't remember him sticking his helmet into the small of
whatever.
People's backs.
Okay, whatever. I mean, maybe he...
I think it's easy to cherry-pick from afar and say Vontaze is the worst. He didn't have to play with Vontaze Burfict around, so he can spitball this one from afar.
You think this is spitballing? You think that Carter's wrong?
He doesn't ever have to put his money where his mouth is as far as saying, I would go to my GM if Vontaze Burfict was signed to my team, because he is long retired and already in the Hall of Fame. So it's easy to say that. I'd love to know if Chris Carter had, in the prime of his career, maybe just signed a deal with the Vikings or something, and they brought Burfict in this exact same situation. I'd love to know what Chris Carter would say.
I think he just told you what he'd say.
It's easy to say it. It's easy to say it now. Hard to say what you would have actually done had you been presented with the situation. Antonio Brown, it was easy for him to say, this guy tried to kill me, tried to steal my dreams. Now it got actually put in front of him, and he did what I think a lot of people that just made $30 million would do. Oh, well. Stuff happens.
And I'm going to hug the guy, and I'm going to pound him out, and I'm going to celebrate if he makes a big play to help us win a game.
I'm surprised that some people aren't framing this as Antonio Brown is deciding to be a good teammate with his new squad and not upset the apple cart here. I'm actually surprised. Because if I were a Raiders fan, I would look at Vontaze Burfict being brought in and say, oh, crap, he tried to kill Antonio Brown. This is a powder keg. And I would be heartened to hear that the new star wide receiver is so far publicly choosing to be gracious about it. Let's put it that way. That's how I'd look at it. I'd be pleasantly surprised that the new guy in town isn't screaming at the other new guy in town.
So you're going to, like, now Antonio Brown, in the span of, like, 2 weeks, has learned how to become the bigger man?
So far, he's doing what I think the bigger man would do
so
in this situation.
So he is going to take the high road with Vontaze Burfict, but not with the Rooney family or Ben Roethlisberger or Tomlin. With those guys, he will repeatedly throw them under the bus, but he has somehow found compassion in his heart to get over what Vontaze Burfict did to him. What's worse, what Burfict did or what Ben did? What Burfict did or what the Rooneys did? What Burfict did or what Tomlin did? It's not even close.
What matters more to Antonio Brown? What the team that just signed Burfict was willing to guarantee him, or what the team that wasn't willing to guarantee, or that the team that he just played for wasn't willing to guarantee him? That's what matters. It's dollars and cents here, and that informs his reaction to this. It has to.
I think it makes him look terrible.
I'm amazed. How can you say that? How can you say that?
I just, for the last 10
minutes.
You just
elucidated it, and it doesn't make sense. He's being a great teammate by not upsetting the apple cart
here. Let me ask you this question. If I went to our PD and said, Chris Mueller needs to be fired, and behind the scenes, I tried to get you fired every day, how would you work with me? How? How could you do that? How could you go home to your wife and your son and say, you know what? I'm cool with this guy. He's a good dude. I think I can get over it. The fact that he is doing everything in his power to try to ruin my career. You would just be all right with that?
Depends. Did our boss just guarantee me a ton of money that can't be taken away?
You would take the high road there. You would absolutely take the high road and be like, you know what? I think I'll be able to get along with this guy just fine.
I've taken the high road in this business before.
Not to this extent. I doubt to this extent. I would be shocked to this extent.
I've also never had $30 million guaranteed to me for doing this job. Someday, maybe, I'll get that Riley money.
Oh, you keep this up.
He's being a good teammate here. I think it's tough for me to stomach it, maybe, if I'm a Steelers fan that watched him burn the bridges on the way out here. But so far, in a very early litmus test, I would say he's being a good teammate.
412-928-9370. Chris sticking up for Antonio Brown? I'm not. We'd love to hear your thoughts. 412-928-9370 on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. It's a very combative PM team on 93.7 The Fan.
From college all the way through the NFL, every year he does something. So I don't expect it to change. But it is a great fit because he's former defensive coordinator. He knows the defense. He's physical. But the old Raiders, he right up Al Davis. Rest his soul. Mark Davis, the son, runs the team now. He's perfect. His dad would have loved him.
Shannon Sharp on Fox Sports calls Vontaze Burfict the perfect Raider. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations in North Huntington, the North Hills. If I'm the NFL, I'm not thrilled that Vontaze Burfict was a free agent for what, 48 hours?
And that are you less thrilled about that if you're the NFL, or are you less thrilled about the fact that guys who have actually killed people away from football get new big deals, like your Leonard Littles, your Stallworths, that kind of thing?
The former.
You're more mad about the former?
If I'm them?
You're more mad about Burfict not being out of work very long.
Because I think for them, the biggest threat to their place as America's number one sport is that.
That kind of a play? Oh, because of what it does to the kids in suburban towns.
Yeah,
the danger factor.
As disgusting as this sounds, like when a bad apple does something heinous off the field, I think fans are just like, well, you know, NFL guys act this way. It's a shame, but you know, maybe I'll get a deal on this guy in my fantasy draft now, and I'll get, be able to get him in the ninth round instead of the second.
I get the logic train here. Chris Carter, what I disagreed with him about is directly connecting cheap shot guys like Vontaze Burfict to a decline in participation, especially at the suburban level of kids. I think it's just more knowledge about what the game does to people in general. I don't think people watch those kill shot hits he's put out there and say, this, son, is why you're not going to play. I just think people are more informed and under, like Dave Duerson shooting himself in the chest, or Junior Seau.
Okay.
That is what keeps people away, not Vontaze Burfict in an isolated incident.
Here's my issue with what you just said. I love our audience, but you're giving them way too much credit. How many times have you looked at your mentions on Twitter after discussing something about Antonio Brown?
Yeah.
Or how many times have we sat here and heard from listeners or been out on our own in social places and have heard people say, that hit from Burfict on Antonio Brown messed that guy up. He's never been the same person since. It screwed with his brain, and that's the Chris, what you said, like, is there data out there and research that suggests that it's more of the innocuous,
subconcussive, repetitive subconcussive
Man,
hits are what does the damage.
People see the big automobile accident and think that's the issue, that's the problem, that's why I don't want my kid playing football. That is what's going to scare me away.
You're probably right. You're probably right. And that probably applies to a lot of things outside of sports. People are worried about X thing when it's Y that they should be worried about. You're right. By the way, somebody made this point. They were actually trying to dog Antonio Brown and say, can't believe him for a second. I said he was being a great teammate here, as much as it might pain him to do so. He might not be sincere about it, but he's at least saying the right things. And a guy on Twitter said AB was a, quote, great teammate. I would take the quotes away. After the Denver game, when Roethlisberger made the shallow, he needed to run a more shallow route or whatever. And AB said, not a big deal at that time. Pooh-poohed it. Said, hey, it's all good. He has a history here. Before it all went belly up at the end, and it very obviously became about money, he had a history of saying the right thing. He would downplay stuff. You have to admit that is the case.
I 100% do. But what Burfict did is the football equivalent of, like, cozying up with or befriending or tolerating somebody who slept with your wife. Like, what Ben Roethlisberger said, they're just words, man.
I think in football player terms, the words hurt more than the actual hit, in a sense, or are seen as more. And you know what else? When Burfict was on the other team, in some twisted, perverted sense, he was trying to do his job the way he always tried to do it, headhunting. I think when it's the whole the phone calls coming from inside the house, it's worse to a player. I think Antonio Brown on some level is able to rationalize, he's on defense, I'm on offense, he was trying to do his job in a way I hated, but he was trying to do his job.
So who do you think comes off the worst in all of the absolute worst in all of this? Is it John Gruden for signing the player? Is it Antonio Brown for mending fences or forgiving the player? Is it the NFL for not putting a lifetime ban on Burfict? Who's the most guilty?
That's a really weird question to ask me because I don't really say anybody is guilty of anything. The Raiders signed a player that, in Shannon Sharpe's words correctly, is a vintage Raiders player, a guy thought of as such an outlaw that Chris Carter says he is outside the brotherhood that NFL players all share regardless of team. Antonio Brown has so far said that it's all good with him, and the Raiders have at least tried to add a player who I think people can acknowledge, as much as they hate him, has some talent. I don't know if anybody did anything wrong yet. I don't know how you could say that. So far, it's Antonio Brown notably saying and doing the right thing.
So one of the things I really get angry about with the Steelers is that I feel like some of their decisions and the way that they make up their minds or the things they do with players are antiquated, stuck in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They're not modernized. The Raiders thinking, let's take the formula that worked in the 1970s and go with renegade players and win, is also folly. Just because it worked for Al Davis in 1976 doesn't mean it's going to work for John Gruden in 2019. In fact, we have ample evidence that it has not worked for them for the better part of the last two decades. And even though Mr. Davis is no longer with us, they're still trying to behave that way as a team. Your team is upset with you, but we think you're a talented player. Come on down. We've got a spot for you on this team. And it doesn't work. It has not worked for them.
It might not work for them in this case. They don't have the quarterback, and they just don't have the overall depth of talent that they did in the 70s. I think that's very obvious, but they're trying. It seems like they're trying to get better players. I think Antonio Brown's a better player than they've had on that team, besides Khalil Mack, in a long time. I can't. You know what? Example just popped into my head since we're on this subject. The Penguins bringing Rick Tocchet in after he had played for the Flyers is a thing that I'm now thinking of. It works in hockey where you have guys that are agitators at other teams and they come and play here. If the Penguins deep down in their core thought they needed Brandon Dubinsky, do you think they would bring him on and Crosby would say all the right things? Just hypothetically, for point of argument, they trade for Dubinsky. You really think Crosby, after the trade is consummated, would say, "Nah, I don't really like that guy"?
I don't think they would I don't think they would put Sid in that position.
Okay, but hypothetically, If they did.
Oh, he would take the high road, yeah.
Okay, and he would be called a my God, you wouldn't be able to sort through all the fawning that would go on
in
this
town.
But
I don't think it's fair to put Sid in that position. I don't think it's fair to put anybody in that Penguins dressing room in that position like if Tom Wilson became available. I guess that's what I'm getting back to with AB. I can't believe the Raiders even put him in this spot.
Unless they asked him first and he said,
who cares? Fine. Maybe he would just say yes because he felt it was the right thing to say.
I feel like if they asked him first and it came out that he vetoed the trade, people would say, look at that, AB, a real team cancer, won't even let them try to sign a player, vetoed a player deal. Who's the GM there? Is it Mike Mayock, John Gruden, or is it Antonio Brown?
You want to talk about a guy that looks like he's got no power there. It's Mayock.
Oh, Mike.
Mayock hates Burfict.
Yeah, I think.
He called him an undrafted player.
He's a figurehead GM. He's an absolute figurehead. They shouldn't have even had him up there on the dais when Antonio Brown got introduced. He's a eunuch for them.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.